This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
All recognize the glorification of war in the movies. Some stories will provide graphic illustration of physical injury. A few will delve into the mental damage. Vietnam was the first war we watched on the nightly news, and it shocked us into protest. Since then, war on the flat screen is constant, and our nerves have dimmed their response. And we tend to forget that real people fought in those wars. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Arthur Hoffman, veteran and author of Aftershock. Welcome, Arthur.
Well, thank you, Bill. Appreciate you allowing me to be here.
Aftershock is soon to be published. What was the main theme you wanted to illustrate?
Aftershock is about a lifetime spent learning how to carry the weight of trauma and still move toward connection. It follows me from Palisades Park, New Jersey, to my years working with Vietnam veterans. The central theme is how we survive the things that break us and how we find our way back to each other.
In 1967, our military involvement in Vietnam involved over 486,000 individuals. Notice I said individuals. You were one of them. What was your role?
I served during the Vietnam era as a psychiatric specialist. I worked on an ECT team, which is electroconvulsive therapy, and that hospital was located at Valley Forge Army Hospital in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. My job there was to care for combat veterans with severe psychiatric illness. I wasn't in the jungle, but I was treating the men who were in the jungle. What I saw there shaped the rest of my life.
My own story in that era started in 1968. I was a Navy corpsman, like you, I believe.
That's correct.
And only 1 week I missed getting that designation that would have sent me with the Marines. But instead, I ended up in the Naval Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, caring for the badly wounded, and wounded not only physically but mentally as well, in the intensive care unit. Many of those veterans are still with us. How do you think they're doing overall?
Many veterans are still fighting the war in their sleep, in their beds, in their relationships. Some are doing well, but too many have fallen through the cracks. The truth is they came home to silence, and healing takes longer when no one wants to hear your story.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because we always think the greatest generation fought in World War II, and we don't hear about them having the same problems, but they had one thing that the Vietnam veterans didn't get: victory. That makes it tough. If you've had victory, it's a badge of honor as opposed to a burden on your shoulders.
That's correct. I mean, World War II, they were the greatest generation. They came home to parades. Vietnam veterans came home one at a time. One at a time. No parades.
No parades. And I don't know if you've seen it. George Carlin did a famous routine about the effect of battle on soldiers. He said, "Where your nervous system can't take it anymore," which you have observed, of course. And he said, in the First World War, it was called shell shock. Makes sense. You could feel that. And he went on to say, in the Second World War, became battle fatigue.
Each time the words get a little fuzzier, Vietnam gave us post-traumatic stress disorder, which doesn't sound quite as serious in spite of the fact that it is. And now PTSD is applied to, it seems like, everyone who's experienced some kind of trauma. How do we get the public to understand that war leaves a very different type of mental damage?
Well, first, we have to listen. PTSD isn't weakness. It's a normal reaction to experiences outside the human limits. We need to talk about it the way we talk about heart disease or cancer. The more people hear real stories, the more they understand that trauma has a long tail and that recovery is possible.
Not all interaction with veterans needs to be about trauma. There are some positive experiences that bring veterans together. How do you draw those memories out and separate them from the gunfire?
For over 40 years, I've worked with veterans through organizations like Swords to Plowshares, which is a veterans' rights organization based in San Francisco. I also worked with the Vet Center program, which was a program that was started by my best friend, Jack McCluskey. The book is dedicated to Jack McCluskey. He was my best friend and my mentor. I help men get off the street, find treatment, rebuild families, and rediscover dignity. It's been the honor of my life to work with veterans, but the best thing that can be done is to talk, is to reconnect. If you can't do that, you're going to be suffering for a longer period of time.
What are some of the organizations that you have worked with?
Well, as I mentioned, Swords to Plowshares, which is the oldest veterans' rights group in San Francisco, that evolved into the Vet Center program. And Jack McCluskey spearheaded that organization through Congress and legislation through working with Senator Alan Cranston at the time. Our Vet Center was the first one to open in San Francisco, in the Haight-Ashbury. But now there's Vet Centers all across the country.
Are there any other organizations that you've associated with?
Yes. Well, the Vet Center, and then I also work with the Historic Ships Memorial, which is a program to get the battleship USS Iowa to be based in San Francisco.
Didn't quite make it. Where is the Iowa now?
The Iowa's in Los Angeles.
And is it doing okay? Did they come up with what was necessary to restore it?
Yes, they did. The city of San Francisco decided that it was not the proper vehicle to be based in San Francisco. Yeah. They thought it represented war and death, and we were putting it together. In case of earthquake, it was going to be a substation where we could have a hospital, where we could restore energy, and a place for people to be housed if there was a lot of damage in San Francisco.
The war aspect, I did see the Missouri and Hawaii, and when you walk up to it, I mean, it hits you right away that this object created with the whole idea of so much destruction. But then on the other hand, there's the humans that were there that fought with it. That's why you see these things as a memorial to those who dedicated their lives in many cases.
Absolutely. And working with the battleship Iowa, I don't know if you're aware of this, there was a terrible tragedy that occurred in turret number 2.
Yes.
It exploded, and 47 men lost their lives from that accident. And it wasn't even a hot gun.
When we see a disabled veteran, we tend to look away. It's a natural reaction to avoid thinking about what actually happened to them. How do you get those veterans to relate to a world where almost everybody else is just fine?
You just have to keep reminding them that they're not alone. Veterans need community, purpose, and someone who understands their story. When disabled vets realize they can still contribute, still lead, still matter, the isolation breaks. We don't heal by withdrawing. We heal by reconnecting.
We began here talking about your book, Aftershock. Is it already published? Coming out soon?
It's coming out in early 2026. The manuscript is written. It's just tying up the loose ends, editing,
Yeah, I bet you put a lot of time in that. How long did it take you to create this?
Well, it took me a lifetime.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, that goes with most
you
books,
know,
yeah.
But when I started writing, it took about a month, which is a relatively short period of time. But when I started, I couldn't stop.
Couldn't stop.
I just couldn't stop.
Yeah, late nights?
Late nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, very late nights. I hope that this will be part memoir, part history, and part tribute to the men and women who never stopped fighting, even after they came home. I just want to mention that women were neglected for many, many years, and it was the nurses that I strongly support that had to put the pieces back together again and had to hold them dying in their arms.
Oh, yeah.
And determine who lived and who died. It was a very tough thing for these women to go through. But it took a lot of time, and we were able to get women recognized in the place in history where they belong.
Hopefully people will look at Aftershock and be able to realize some of that history. I want to thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And remind us that veterans and their family, that our country appreciates their services, and in many cases, both physical and mental sacrifices they made. Thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome, Bill.
My guest today has been Arthur Hoffman, veteran and author of a new, soon-to-be-released book, Aftershock, who wants to help those who don the uniforms and pledge to serve our country. We see them all the time, men in wheelchairs at the street corner, holding a scrap of cardboard. The scribbled message identifies a veteran asking for food, work, a donation, or just help. They hold out their hands. Maybe we can stop, but probably not. The light is green and a car is on our bumper. But do not forget the sacrifice they made for you. Donate time and funds to veterans organizations. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for yet another meaningful and thought-provoking feature story of the week. The Coastside is home to veterans who have served their country through many wars and conflicts. We would be remiss if we did not mention the American Legion Post 474, located in the Pillar Point Harbor area. They are having their annual Christmas potluck dinner at 2 p.m. on Christmas Day. Everyone is welcome. For more information on the programs and services of American Legion Post 474, visit them at thelegion474.com. That's thelegion474.com. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. KHNB Time Machine host Cameron Palmer invite you to join him for a trip back to the year 2013. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2013. Do you remember what you were doing 12 years ago in December of 2013? What was happening on the Coastside? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, teen charges $7,300 on elderly man's cell phone. Authorities considering fraud charges over a female teen using an elderly man's cell phone while visiting him and caretaking service capacity. Over 7,000 in charges were made over a month. The team was making calls to the South Pacific. And San Francisco man found dead in Montera. The coroner's office is investigating the dead body of a San Francisco man found lying on the side of Highway 1 near 14th Street in Monterra. The cause of death has not been determined. And matching funds announced for a new gym. After decades of planning, the fundraising for the Boys and Girls Club is close to building its own facility. The Cabrillo Unified School District has agreed to match funds for a 24,000 square foot facility that can be used by the Boys and Girls Club and other school district activities. 2013, and Pope Francis becomes the first pope to emerge from the Latin America. Two homemade bombs ripped through the crowd of fans and runners at the Boston Marathon finish line, killing three and wounding nearly 300 others. The world focuses on San Francisco International Airport when a Boeing 777 operated by Asiana Airlines crash lands because the pilot in training lands the plane too short of the runway, killing three Chinese girls, one run over by the first responder truck. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and movie critic Roger Ebert die. The average monthly salary after taxes is $4,139. Average cost of gallon of gas is $3.63. 96 cents will buy you a quart of milk, while bread is $2.79 a loaf. $12 will get you a movie ticket to one of the most popular films, The Wolf of Wall Street, The Hobbit, Gravity, or Snowpiercer. In popular music, this group formed in 2010 on the British TV show The X Factor and would become one of the best-selling boy bands in history. Here's One Direction with Story of My Life.
The story of my life, I give a hope.
He's an English folk singer, songwriter, and musician with a song that has topped the charts in 16 countries and accumulated more than 3.9 billion views on the YouTube. Here's Passenger with Let Her Go.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so far. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. The sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
We hope you have enjoyed this week's ride in the H&B Time Machine. Until next time, I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus. Take control. Why budgeting doesn't have to feel restrictive. Let's be honest. The word budget doesn't exactly spark joy for most people. It can feel restrictive or even generate feelings of guilt about past spending choices. But what if budgeting could feel empowering? When done right, it's simply about understanding your money and making sure it aligns with what truly matters to you. Who needs a budget? While nearly everyone can benefit from budgeting, it's especially helpful if you're just starting out on your own, if your expenses exceed your income, or if you're working toward a big goal like buying a home or retiring. Major life changes, marriage, a new baby, a job change, or even retirement itself are also perfect times to take a fresh look at your finances. If your spending causes you stress or you simply want clarity about where your money goes each month, budgeting can help. Here are a few tips to help you get started. Dispense with the dread. Often the hardest part of budgeting is just getting started. Try breaking it down into small, manageable steps and dedicate 30 minutes a week to tracking your income and expenses. Pair budgeting with something enjoyable, a favorite coffee or a relaxing activity, to make it less of a chore. If you have no idea how much you spend, start by simply observing your buying habits for a few months. Review your checking and credit card accounts to see money coming in and going out. You can't change the past, but you can adjust for the future. Find your level of detail. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to budgeting. You might start by tracking just total income and expenses, or by using the popular 50-30-20 rule. 50% for necessities, 30% for wants, and 20% for savings and debt reduction. Some people prefer to build detailed categories for everything from groceries to entertainment, while others keep broader categories that work better for their lifestyles. Technology can be your friend here. Budget apps and AI-enabled spreadsheets can pull information directly from your bank and credit card statements, making the process much easier. Make it work for you. Once you've tracked your spending, look for areas to adjust. Can you swap brand name items for generics? Are there subscriptions you're not using? Sometimes the biggest impact comes from examining your largest expenses, housing, utilities, transportation, insurance, to find opportunities to save. If you can't make room in your budget, you may need to revisit and reprioritize your financial goals. A financial advisor can help you understand your options and any trade-offs. Stay on track. Check in with your budget monthly, quarterly, or annually, whatever works for you. When life changes, your budget should too. Salary increases, bonuses, new expenses, or significant life events are all good reasons to review and adjust. Above all, the goal of a budget isn't perfection. It's progress toward financial confidence and peace of mind. A good budget shouldn't limit you. It should free you to spend guilt-free on what matters while saving intentionally for your future. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay. Today, we're diving into a simple yet powerful concept that's backed by both ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science. It's not a magic incantation or a pill, yet it might be the secret to longevity. It's called gratitude. In traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, gratitude is understood as a healing force. It's a practice that promotes the smooth flow of vital energy and strengthens the body's self-healing mechanisms. And guess what? Modern research is echoing this ancient belief. A major study from Harvard University published in JAMA Psychiatry found a striking link. Researchers tracked nearly 50,000 older women and found that those with the highest gratitude scores had a 9% lower overall mortality risk and a 15% lower risk of cardiovascular-related death. This suggests a strong protective effect on heart health, even after adjusting for lifestyle factors. When I return, I'll give you the why behind how gratitude heals the body and the tools to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. First, this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics in Half Moon Bay, and today we're discussing the science and ancient healing techniques of gratitude. Gratitude heals the body. That's certainly a bold statement. But how does this work scientifically? Other research has shown that practicing gratitude is associated with lower levels of inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein, which is linked to heart disease and other chronic illnesses. From the traditional Chinese medicine perspective, gratitude helps maintain the essential emotional balance required for health. TCM experts say that a grateful attitude harmonizes our five key internal organs: the heart, liver, spleen, lungs, and kidneys. Your heart. Gratitude calms the mind, which TCM says the heart governs, protecting cardiovascular health. The liver regulates the flow of energy. Gratitude reduces stress-related stagnation and improves our resistance to mental stress, which can otherwise damage the liver. Your spleen is connected to the digestive system, and it's weakened by excessive worry. Gratitude promotes relaxation, which aids digestion and nutrient absorption. Our lungs are linked to the body's defensive energy. Gratitude strengthens this defensive energy, improving resistance to illness. And the kidneys govern the vital essence linked to aging. Gratitude alleviates fear and stress, which can otherwise deplete kidney energy, promoting healthy aging. So now the $64,000 question. How do we create an attitude of gratitude? Experts say it isn't something you're born with or without. It's a skill you can hone. Xu Rong, a director at Dr. Rong's TCM clinic, reminds us that even amid pain and adversity, we can be grateful for the teachings of pain and the growth we gain through hardship. Keep a diary. Regularly record things you're grateful for, shifting your perspective to the positive. Studies show this can reduce inflammation. Express gratitude, verbally and in writing. Writing a thank you note to someone you haven't properly thanked can significantly boost your happiness. Sit and meditate. Take a few minutes daily to sit quietly, recall people and things you appreciate, and allow that feeling of gratitude to flow through you. This practice can lower heart rate and calm the mind. And do good things. Studies suggest that helping others is also linked to a decrease in chronic inflammation. Practicing gratitude is a simple choice with profound benefits for our physical, mental, and spiritual health. All we have to do is remember the beautiful things that happen each day, and even on a tough day, be grateful that we are alive and breathing. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Father Carousel! Father Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn.
Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the big national bands who visit here to play live on the coast. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant each week, the only true British pub on the coast, and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. Week number two of a special edition of Coastside Carousel this holiday season. If you recall, I asked our local artists who've been featured on Carousel in the past year if they had a holiday song to share with us, and I've got some wonderful songs for you again today. Let's start with multi-instrumentalist Ron Wilson, an artist from Santa Cruz who plays at Barterra Winery with his frequent collaborator Rick Zeke. This is from Ron's CD called An Altered Christmas, and it features angelic harmonies of Patty Maxine, and they play together frequently as Jazz the Dog. Here's Silent Night, and happy holidays from all of us at KHMB Radio.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
100.9 KHMB.
It's the KHMB Holiday Special on Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. I'm Mike Dale, and we're featuring our brilliant local artists on the Coastside and Peninsula who've recorded holiday songs over the years. There's John Wittenberg and Miikala McClellan, easy for me to say, an amazing Hawaiian slack key musician. And there was the track Dona Nobis Pacem, which is Latin for Grant Us Peace. John is scientist by day and amazing multi-instrumentalist by night. Up next is Kimberly Gold, a talented singer-songwriter out of San Francisco. She recorded a special live holiday jam on Facebook back in 2020. This is an old Carpenters original called Merry Christmas, Darling, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, the holiday version.
Greeting cards have been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream in my dreams. I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something.
Thank you.
It's the KHMB Holiday Special on Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. I'm Mike Dale, and we're featuring our brilliant local artists on the Coastside and Peninsula who've recorded holiday songs over the years. There was instrumental guitarist Doug Young with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Doug is another San Francisco musician who is good friends with Taya Gerken and Mark Kostrava here on the Coastside. They all hail from that style of guitar of Leo Kottke, just beautiful finger-picking style guitar. Thanks to all our local musicians who gave me the songs you've heard over the last few weeks. That's it for this holiday version of Coastside Carousel. I want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and great good tidings with your family. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Shortly after the American Revolution, America had become the envy of the world. It still remains a wonder of the modern world as America has become the longest ongoing constitutional republic in the history of the world. What was the foundation upon which our founding fathers established this great nation? According to John Adams, the foundation was Christianity. John Adams declared, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Now I will avow that I then believed, and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God." According to founding father John Adams, it was the principles of Christianity which formed the foundation for American government.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.